Hello, everyone. We are waiting for members to come here to present their bills. So as soon as those senators come, we will get started. Sue, please call the roll.
Senator Bracey.
Here.
Senator Baxley.
Here.
Senator Bean.
Here.
Senator Bradley.
Here.
Senator Brandis. Senator Grimsley. Senator Rusan.
Here.
Quorum present, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Anyone wishing to speak before the committee, please complete an appearance form and give it to the administrative assistant. Should you select to waive your speaking time, your position will be read into the record. And Senator Grimsley is excused from today's meeting. Please turn off or mute all cell phones. And with that, we will start with Senator Stargell, SB 1678. Senator Stargell, you're recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This bill simply allows more time for law enforcement agency to accurately file the forfeiture electronic annual report to FDLE. And there is, I believe, one.
Yes. They filed amendment barcode 467810 by Senator Brandis.
Oh. He was right behind me. I just voted yes on his bill and then ran down here. I guess I moved faster.
We'll pause for him to come back. Amendment barcode 467810 by Senator Brandis. Senator Brandis, you're recognized to explain the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Our friends in the House have come up with a great idea regarding data and data transparency for the state of Florida. This amendment takes a step to standardize the collection and reporting of accurate and valid criminal data statistics. It centralizes criminal justice data by requiring the clerks of court, state's attorney, public defenders, county jail operators, and the Department of Corrections to collect specific data and transmit it on a weekly basis to the Department of Law Enforcement. FDLE will maintain a database with the information received from the agencies and offices, publish the data on the department's website to make it easily available to the public. The data will be searchable at a minimum by data element, county circuit, and unique identifier created by FDLE. It digitalizes the punishment code score sheet used in sentencing defendants and requires the information contained in the score sheet reported to FDLE, which will then be included in a publicly available database. It requires pretrial release programs to annually report the number of defendants for whom each pretrial risk assessment tool was used and who paid a surety or cash bail or bond and the types of criminal charges of defendants accepted into these programs. It requires the Department of Corrections to publish on a quarterly basis two things, inmate admissions by offense type and recidivism rate. Residential burglaries will be reported as a separate offense type from other property crimes. The recidivism rate will be based on the offender's rearrest, conviction, reincarceration, or probation revocation within the state following a 3-year period from his or her release from incarceration. And it establishes a pilot project in the Sixth Judicial Circuit to allow the clerk of the court, the state attorney, and the public defender or sheriff to enter a memorandum of understanding with a national, nonpartisan, not-for-profit entity to place a data fellow funded by the entity in the agency or office. The data fellow will assist with the data extraction, validation, and quality, and assist the office or agency in compiling and reporting data required by the pilot project. That is the amendment.
Thank you. Any questions? Senator Bradley.
Thank you. And thank you, Senator Brandis. And I appreciate that the House is didn't file a bill, but has put forth a bill midway through session through a committee substitute, and we are accommodating them by including it all on one of our pieces of legislation. I'm wondering if they have extended the same courtesy to the Senate with regards to, for instance, the 12 to 24 month move on county court sentencing, or some of the things that are important to the Senate. I haven't seen either in bill form over there or moving over there. Have they extended us the same courtesy on the things that are important to us?
I would say that they have extended the courtesy of meeting with me on multiple occasions and having very productive conversations about where these bills will ultimately land. I think our goal here is to get this in the proper posture so that we can say that we ran this through the appropriate committees necessary for the Senate. But I think I would characterize our discussions as productive at this point.
Oh, that's it. Okay. Any other questions? Appearance cards to speak on the amendment. Debate. Yes. Senator Bradley.
Yes. I am going to vote against this amendment today. I'm happy to consider this amendment. I'm going to be on Judiciary and Rules as well, and all of this language at a future date, but I would expect the same courtesy from the House that they're expecting from us on these types of matters.
Senator Brandis, you're recognized to close on the amendment.
I'll waive.
Any objection? So the amendment adopted.
No, I object. Oh. I object.
He does object.
Yes.
Okay. Would you like to call a roll?
Yes.
Vote? Yes. Okay. Sue, please call a roll on amendment barcode 46810.
Senator Bean?
Yes.
Senator Bradley?
No.
Senator Brandis? Senator Grimsley? Senator Roussan?
Yes.
Senator Baxley?
Yes.
Chair Bracey?
Yes. That amendment adopted. We're now on the bill as amended. Are there appearance cards? David Shep, Polk County Sheriff's Office. You're recognized.
Make sure it's on. Okay. Good afternoon, Chairman. Thank you very much. David Shep on behalf of the Polk County Sheriff's Office. I just want to thank Senator Stargell and the Chairman for scheduling this bill for a hearing. The underlying bill will provide more time for your sheriff's departments and law enforcement throughout the state to provide the reports for the contraband forfeiture. And what we found was with the fiscal year of October 1 to September 30, it was definitely a crunch in time for the sheriff's office. So thank you very much for your support of the underlying bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Amy Mercer, Florida Police Chiefs Association. She waves in support. That concludes appearance cards. Members, any debate on the bill as amended? Senator Stargell, you recognize the close.
Obviously, as this little bill has turned into a large bill, I look forward to seeing how we work together to make sure that we get to a completion. But I would like to hope that in the process of that discussion, my underlying bill survives. So with that, I ask for your favorable support.
Thank you. Sue, please call the roll on final passage of CS for SB 1678.
Senator Bean?
Yes.
Senator Bradley?
No.
Senator Brandis?
Yes.
Senator Grimsley? Senator Roussan?
Yes.
Senator Baxley?
Yes.
Chair Bricey?
Yes. By your vote, CS for SB 1678 is reported favorably.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes. Vice Chair Baxley?
I didn't consider it actual debate, but I would like to recognize to the chair and to the committee that I think Senator Bradley's point is well taken, and that I hope that some messaging today will help us move in a more positive direction regarding the point he has raised. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Baxley. Really quickly, I would like to acknowledge my state attorney from my home county. State Attorney Aramis Ayala is here. Thank you for being here. Thank you. Thank you, Senator Bean. All right, so Senator Simmons, would you come up, please, and present tab one, SB 1094, on trespass on airport property. Senator Simmons, you're recognized to explain the bill.
Taxiway, ramp, or apron area, and the property is that is trespassed upon is the operational area of an airport that is legally posted and identified as specified, and that means that there is a notification that trespassing upon the operational area of the airport is a felony and is a trespass. This is important because presently, there is no specific punishment for trespassing on the operational area of an airport other than the existing offense of trespass, which is a misdemeanor that is set forth in Section 810.09. There have been several instances within the last several years here in Florida in which individuals have breached fences and come on the operational area of runways. For example, in 2014 at the Orlando International Airport, a man tried to who crawled onto the or came on the airport operational area and tried to crawl into the wheel of a parked airplane. We've got other instances in which individuals have one, for example, in 2017 entered an airfield owned by the city of Lakeland and jumped onto the wing of an airplane that was preparing to taxi down the runway. These are instances in which the lives of people, hundreds and hundreds of people, can be and are jeopardized when people do these kind of things. And there is no specific other than I've stated the offense of trespassing as a misdemeanor. And this, with proper requirements of intent and with proper requirements that the area be posted, is a common-sense piece of legislation to deal with a very serious incident. That is the bill.
Thank you. Questions of the sponsor? Appearance cards? Justin Day, Hillsborough County Aviation Authority. Thank you. Oscar Anderson, Sanford Aviation Authority. Thank you. Eric Partsman, Florida Airports Council. Thank you. Any debate, members? Yes, Vice Chair Baxley.
Without a doubt, public safety is job one. We know that airport tarmacs are a place where some of this nefarious interruption and terrorism and demonstration goes on, as well as just strange incidents. I think it's well taken that this is critical, and I certainly plan to support this good bill.
Thank you. I want to read in the record Jerry Paul from Punta Gorda Airport wanted to waive in support. Thank you. Any other debate, members? Senator Simmons, you recognize a close.
Waive closing.
Senator Simmons waives close. Sue, please call the roll on final passage of SB 1094.
Senator Bean?
Yes.
Senator Bradley?
Yes.
Senator Brandis? Senator Grimsley, Senator Rusan,
yes.
Senator Baxley,
yes.
Chair Bracey,
yes. By your vote, SB 1094 is reported favorably.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Senators.
Thank you. My bill, SB 1178, I will temporarily postpone. Also, Senator Gaynor's bill will be temporarily postponed. That is SB 1420. With that, members, we completed our agenda. Is there any other business before the committee? Hearing no further business, Senator Bean moves, we rise. This meeting is adjourned.